Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you hire a male babysitter? I read a very interesting article in the Irish Times today. You may have seen it. It was written by Jen Hogan. No relation. She's talking about the fact that a lot of us wouldn't hire a male babysitter. Here's just some of what she said at the beginning of the article. She said, for those of us with teens, the summer holidays are upon us. 3 long months stretch ahead after an already substantial period at home in the past year due to COVID-related school closures. The hunt for summer jobs is on, which are not so easy to come by when you're under 18. She said, as younger children gear up to finish for the summer at the end of this month, working parents everywhere may well find themselves under even more pressure than in typical years. School closures, she says, meant many have already had to use much of their own leave, paid and unpaid, in the early parts of the calendar year. If only there were teens available to help out. And she put up a poll on her social media recently and found that 40% of respondents said they would not hire a boy to help with childcare or babysitting. Now, of course, she's kind of specifically talking about teenagers here and that whole, you know, summertime, getting the teenagers across the road in to help out with babysitting for a few hours. Maybe you're going down to the local bar to have a drink, or maybe you're going out to a show when things reopen like that, and you get the you know, responsible teen to look after your kids. But she asked just a query, considering, you know, loads of teens maybe looking after kids in these summer months. Would you allow a male kid to look after your own children? And the majority of people saying that they would not. Well, 40% of respondents saying that they would not hire a boy to help with childcare, babysitting. Some parents remarked that they were disappointed in their own reactions to the question. They had never realised they felt this way until they were asked. But honesty matters. According to a recent global study, by the way, with a look into this, done by Priceonomics, only about 2.9% of babysitters are male. In the world, 2.9%. Some of the reasons I found online for why people were reluctant to hire a male babysitter were these. This is what people said. And we're, by the way, going to be talking about teenage babysitters and, of course, adult babysitters as well. Just in general, let's open it all up, considering that a lot of people seem to have a problem with male babysitters. Men are less qualified to be babysitters because they aren't as in touch with their emotions, is one of the main reasons, apparently. Men are more aggressive and risk-taking. It's a bit harsh. Boys are less mature than girls is another reason given online. Men are useless around the house. That's probably true. So today I want to know if you would hire a male babysitter. Simple as that. Yes or no? Let's create our own little poll here. Jane Hogan did it on the Irish Times, and she found out that only 40% said that they would. Jen Hogan, should I say. Apologies, Jen. Jen Hogan conducted her own unscientific, I suppose, Twitter poll or online poll on this, but only 40% of people said that they would not hire a boy to help with childcare or babysitting. So what do you reckon? 0818 942105, or text or WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Gina, you're live on Classic Hits. How are you, Gina?
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all. So, you're in a scenario where you need a babysitter, you get a list of CVs, the male is just fantastic, but there's a few women applying as well. Who do you hire?
Well, to be honest with you, like, okay, when you say teenagers, I'd say no, okay? But for a male nanny, like, to come and mind the kids while I'm at work, I wouldn't have an issue with that at all whatsoever.
Okay.
I think the way women go on about ridiculous, I think that men can be just as compassionate, just as caring about kids who are great with feeding them, nappy changes, the whole works, and better than women, some of them. And I'd have no issue at all. Now, as for teenagers, that's completely different. Male and female, completely different. Because, as you know, depending on the teenager. You know, but if you look at teenagers now, most, not all now, because I have a teenager myself and she's quite good, but most are like just waiting on putting the baby to bed and having a session in the house.
Right, okay,
so, So male and female in the teenage years. And like the way you say, men aren't emotionally mature, but neither are teenage girls emotionally mature.
Okay, well, you seem to be quite liberal insofar as a male babysitter, so that would be a male nanny or whatever. But still, a lot of reaction online seems to suggest that people just wouldn't. And I have to say, and I don't know why. I don't know why, because obviously we asked this question to ourselves in the office, and I was speaking to Colm and Lucy about it as well.
the stipulation around women, and because they give birth, and that they're supposed to be like kind of their maternal instinct and stuff like that is a big stipulation around that, and men apparently don't have that, which I find ridiculous, but they do. A lot of men are actually fantastic fathers with their children.
Yeah.
No problem doing everything that the woman does and more. And you know what I mean? And there's some women out there that shouldn't be mothers because they don't have the maternal instinct.
For sure. Okay. Again, this is unscientific, but is it a case that men, like say for myself, right, I would regard myself as a very good father. I think I'm very, very good with kids, all that sort of stuff. No problems there.
Yeah.
But whether I'd be as good with other people's children, I'm not saying I do anything wrong or I drop them or anything like that, but my sort of passion for other people's kids might not be as much as my own. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe women have more of a passion for other people's kids.
Like, I just say, for instance, okay, scenario, you're in your friend's house, okay, and her and her husband have to get a phone call, God forbid something's after happened to her mother and she needs to run and she's two kids sitting there. You know what to do. Your instincts are going to kick in. The family's feeding, the family's changing. You know, your instincts kick in, so you're no bad. You're no worse than any other man that their instincts will kick in and know what to do with a child once they've reared children and they know children and they have knowledge of children.
Okay, here's the thing I got from the office today. This is what a lot of people seem to be saying, is that there's almost like a suspicion, and this is terrible, and I'm so sorry for any man who's a child minder listening to this, but almost it's a like, well, why would he want to be a child minder? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would he want to do that? There has to be something wrong here that he wants to be a child minder. I think that's what comes into people's minds, and that's wrong.
I know, and that's sad because there is a lot of sensitive men out there you don't have to be gay, they're just sensitive men, and they just like to talk to being around children. Some of them could be quite childlike themselves in a way where they will be quite playful with children and they'd be quite caring. They're caring people. They're sensitive. There's loads of them out there in the world.
Yeah, but also Gina, surely it's a handy few bob as well. I mean, if you can look after your own kids,
course.
You can look after other people's kids and it's a few quid and so what? There shouldn't be a suspicion. You know, it could be a monetary gain as well for people, and that's solely the reason. Not that you don't have to love being around kids to mind kids, do you?
No, sure. Even like, I know it's a movie, but that movie, Daddy Daycare, like I would easily send my kids to a daycare like that. I have 7-year-old twins, boy and a girl, and I would send them up. Problem, born. I think with guys, women, they're more protective. They have the cotton wool wrapped around the children. Where with men, they're more like I know my partner. He lets my kids climb up trees, and if they fall, it's like, okay, come on, get up and walk it off. It's fine now. And they're laughing and joking about it, where I'd be running over, okay, oh, you okay.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
We're way more, we're much bigger risk takers. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
I'm sure not everybody,
that
but...
Way a child,
yeah.
That way a child can be more of a child with a man than I think than it can be with a woman. Do you get me? So it's like both ways, like both parenting skills are different. Both men and women were different in what way we look at things and the way we do things.
Yeah, but
I would never have an issue with a man.
Yeah, but there you go, Gina. There you go. Like I'll be the part of our parenting duo who will have the kids upside down and swinging out a lamppost and the whole lot, right?
Yeah.
But then
like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Oh yeah, and there's a freak out. Oh, geez. And you're always the one saying, "Ah, they're grand," until they fall on their face, and then you're like the worst person in the world. But however. But knowing that, then if you see a male babysitter coming along, you might go, well, hold on now, he's going to be having them swinging out of the lampshades. And I don't quite fancy that.
Yeah, but if you look at it this way, Jen, okay, as a mother, Jen, if I look at it this way, okay, my partner does that with the kids and he's a man. And I look at my kids laughing and joking and actually tears coming out of their faces laughing at them having fun and not being held back by me of my fears.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
well,
you
look,
have both sides,
yeah,
did you get me?
Yeah, no, I understand. I think all you want for your kids with a childminder is
happy.
Yeah, and safety is paramount. You just want to, you know that way when you're a parent. You just, thankfully, and I have it, and we have it, and you just,
yeah.
But I've had it before where you're continuously worried about them. But when you have that childminder, you can just go to work and switch off, and you don't have to think of their safety. That's all you want.
And
if that's a man or a woman, so be it, I suppose, what you're saying, Gina.
Exactly. I totally agree.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for that, Gina. I want to take Bernie on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you, Bernie?
I'm grand, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. So a male babysitter, there seems to be an issue here. I don't know why, but you tell me. What do you reckon, Bernie?
Well, first of all, it would depend on the age of the children that you're asking them to mind. Obviously, okay. And no disrespect to any boy out there, but, you know, a 14-year-old wouldn't get it. Maybe a girl would if you, you know, it depends on how well they're, you know, if their parents have taught them everything, they know how to change their little brother or sister's nappy and they're comfortable with that. It depends on what age you're going to leave them at. And their level of, you know, trust and, you know, honestly, you don't want to freak them out. I mean, maybe an hour or two for a boy or a girl, teenagers, say 15 or 16 years of age, when you're going out to the pub would be fine. Provide the child with a sleep and you showed them everything you wanted. You really taught them what you wanted done with your child.
Yeah.
So educating the person who's going to mind your child would be a good thing, you know, so they are aware of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. It kind of opens up a whole different debate as well about teenage childminders, isn't it, Bernie? I mean, I know it was a thing that certainly was done in Ireland, you know, for decades, but whether
I did it myself, like, I mean, many a child, I mean, I was 11 and 12 and the parents went off for 3 or 4 hours and you have a newborn. Well, a 7 or 8, 10-week-old maybe, and a 3-year-old in a cot. You go down at 8 o'clock and you'd be back to 12. You know that way, and you got your 25p, and you were delighted with yourself. But you didn't really have to do anything. The child woke up, you were told where the boss was, or, you know, you weren't really expected to change the nappy or things like that.
But I don't know how much that happens anymore. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. We've never had that teenage babysitter in our house now, not because we don't want it. It's just there's no teenager or... We never got to go out, really. But
we don't know how other people live, to be honest, Mike. But I know a 14-year-old boy who's off now, and maybe he has an 11-year-old sibling, and maybe the mother is working for 6 or 7 hours during the day, and maybe she knows her children well enough for them, the older one, to mind the younger one. You know, he put on the pizza or the toast or whatever, that he could do those basic skills, you know, maybe keep the house tidy. You know, between families, that's fine. Mm. But stretching it outside of family and making a 14-year-old responsible for, say, another family's unit and how they work is very difficult.
Well, I don't think it's even the, like, it's all fine, as you say, when you were doing it, you come in and you put, you know, you just, the child probably doesn't wake between when you go and when the parents come back or whatever.
Exactly,
but I think the issue is when something goes wrong, not to freak people out, but ultimately that's what's on our minds all the time. It's not that they won't be able to handle the child. It's if something goes wrong, how can they deal with that?
As an adult, even as a parent, sometimes you find you could lose yourself very quickly, depending on the injury or the trauma that has happened.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Like none of us are pre-prepared, you know.
No, you're clouded. You're completely clouded. Yeah, absolutely.
You can't put all your responsibility and onus over on a 14-year-old or a teenager. You know, I'm just picking 14, sorry, but you know what I mean? You can't expect them then to carry the can for the rest of the day if something inadvertently happens.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fine line. You can't throw your responsibility, really, and I'm not being... But, you know, 2 hours may be fine.
Yeah.
Boy or girl is grand, but I wouldn't expect them to do a long day. You know, it would be just traumatic for them.
But, and that's obviously the teenage side of things. But in relation to a male babysitter then, and let's move it along to an older child and an older babysitter, like a nanny or someone putting themselves out there in the market, or a creche worker, or you name it, or whatever. People seem to have an issue with male babysitters or male childminders. What's your opinion on that?
In my time, I did have a male babysitter for my children from the time they finished school until 5 o'clock in the evening, so for 2 hours.
Okay.
The person was unmarried, bachelor, and was good with children and was recommended to a friend. Now, back in the day, there was no Garda vetting or there was none of that.
Yeah.
You know, so you had to kind of know the person pretty well. And I did have, unfortunately, did have to use that person. Now, they were fine. They got the dinner, you know, ready, left the stuff out, and the children were doing their homework when I come in. But the kids said that he wasn't interactive and they were a bit afraid of him. So I got rid of him after three or four months.
Right, okay.
But you know what I mean? So, and it was a country area. So, but I did have, you know, told them to run to a neighbour. You know, when they told me, I just got rid of him. But I mean, he was pleasant to me, but the kids did have issues and I just said no.
Right. Okay. Well, listen.
I made the mistake. I thought the person I mean, he was highly recommended was very good, but it was babysitting at night was more his thing, not 3 to 5 when homework.
Gotcha. His thing was watching a movie while the kids were in bed.
Exactly. So it was my, you know, I didn't vet enough myself. So you know, and I didn't have a partner at the time.
Yeah.
So it was my own mistake.
For sure. I mean, when you say about Garda vetting and all that, it isn't really the case. I mean, we're in a very similar situation where we now have thankfully sorted a childminder for our kids for the next term. But there's no guard of vetting. You just have to vet it yourself. And I know there's an onus now in a lot of child minors to go and register themselves and all of that. But that's just not happening because I think there are loopholes to say that you're part of the family or whatever. So it's not really happening. So it's kind of down to the parents to vet themselves, really.
And there's no 100% guarantees in life. Like, I know for creches, if your child is going into a creche, the person who's looking after your child is vetted and they may have all those TEFL courses. No, FETAC, sorry. FETAC courses, or they can be a nursery nurse. You know, and we want the best for our children, so it's up to us to make sure the person we're employing to look after our children is of the best we can get. And
Absolutely. Just interestingly, before I let you go, Bernie, on the a poll on the on our own Niall Boylan Show page, it says that the question was, would you have a problem with hiring a male babysitter? And very similar to the Irish Times one, yes, 40.4%, no, 45%, and not sure, 12.6%. So there you go. So 40, just over 40% would have a problem with hiring a male babysitter. So there you go. And I think your one, you know, it's probably an isolated incident. Nothing went wrong. He just wasn't very good, which could happen with a female babysitter, to be fair.
Absolutely, sure. But I mean, look, they're our precious cargo and we have to do our best to make sure they're protected when we're not there ourselves.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. And if you have a sniff of suspicion or a sniff of something wrong, you know yourself. The instinct kicks in and sort out an alternative plan. Listen, Bernie, thanks a million for your call. I appreciate it. Thanks a million. Do you have a problem, or would you have a problem hiring a male babysitter? It seems that a lot of people do. Why do they? We've had some reasons that we sought online, but what do you reckon? 087-188-0008 is the text and WhatsApp number today. Just very quickly, in relation, because I was quite interested about the regulation of babysitting and I suppose how young is too young and so on. Maybe it's a discussion for another day, actually, about teenage babysitting, because this is where this all comes from, essentially. Just Aisling has looked up TUSLA there, and it says babysitters do not need qualifications or a certificate to look after children. There is no recommended minimum age for babysitting. Generally, it says 16 is considered an appropriate age for a babysitter. Parents should use common sense to make a decision based on their knowledge of the babysitter and their maturity. So there you go. It's not exactly regulated. It's up to the parent, which makes sense, I suppose. Anyway, 087-188-0008, as I say, is the number to text or WhatsApp today. Sounds like a bizarre question to ask in 2021, but a lot of people do. Heather, you're live on Classic Hits. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Good, thanks. Heather, a male babysitter, you had one.
Yeah, well, we've used one and I had one when I was a baby. So.
Okay. Well, then you're fully qualified to answer this one or to discuss this one. So go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, well, I don't remember as a baby, but apparently we loved babysitting. My parents are both secondary school teachers, so they knew the kids well and they were local, and you know, they'd choose someone that they thought would work well, and he was great apparently, and we were well minded. Now, his family home would have been nearby, so I'm sure if there was a problem his mum probably would have rode in. But it worked well for us anyway. And then for us using childminders yet again, people from the community that we knew the families well, and we asked one young lad one time, and sometimes he'd mind them at his house and sometimes at our house. So at his house, his mum would have been, you know, there in the background, but at our house there wouldn't necessarily have been anyone, but my husband would have been in and out. It was two kids at the time, so they were, I suppose, primary school age. They weren't babies,
okay,
but they had so much fun with him. Like, he played with them the whole time.
And how old was he, by the way?
I don't remember, but a teenager.
He was a teenager, okay.
Yeah. You know, secondary school age.
And he was brilliant with the kids. Kids loved him, no problems.
Yeah. So much fun. He even got up to hijinks against his sister with them. They'd be playing practical jokes on her, you know, when they were back at his house. So, like, we had a son and a daughter at that stage, and, like, they just loved him and they had great crack, and nothing obviously ever went wrong. You know, but I suppose it depends on judging with the particular person. Like, we've had bad female babysitters. So I think, you know, it depends on the person, not the gender, in my opinion.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know why, Heather, and maybe I'm going to rethink this whole thing, but we have a female childminder. It just never really came into my mind that there would be a male childminder. And if there was, I probably wouldn't have chosen them. And that's a terrible thing to say. And I really don't know why, but I'm not alone on that. Because 40% of respondents to our poll now today say that they would have a problem. Why do you think that is then, Heather? Is it just...
I suppose people are nervous Like, I remember when we had our first baby, you know, you think, oh, Gina Max, do I have to suspect every male I know that something awful might happen? But then you kind of think, that's crazy. You can't go around being suspicious of everyone. You know, obviously, like, I think the last lady said she had to stop a babysitter that her kids didn't like them. And I think you have to listen to your kids. If you get a bad vibe or they're not happy instantly, you know, you can't keep that person on. But yeah, like, you can't go around suspecting everyone. I think if you're happy with them, if the kids are happy with them, if you've no reason to have any worries, I'd be happy enough.
Okay, well, hang on there a second, Heather, because I want to bring Seamus in on this. Seamus, you're live in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Seamus?
How are you doing? Not so bad, thanks.
Good stuff. What's your opinion on this?
Look, I have a couple of daughters, and I think, to be honest with you, it goes back to some of the points that Noel Boylan himself has made.
Mm.
For when it comes to discussions of men and women and equality and all those things, I think men are men and women are women and men are different women. And it's just one of those things there whereby men and a lot of men and a lot of women would agree at some level that, like, that maternal instinct of looking after children exists with a woman and not necessarily a man. And given that alone, you know, you're more inclined to actually seek out a female babysitter. And I'm the same. I mean, I wouldn't instinctively think, unless I knew the young boy or the teenager, and I knew he was a nephew or something like that, you know, and the trust was inherent and there. Outside that, I wouldn't pick out a name out of a hat or a recommendation from the public, because you don't really know them. And at the end of the day, you'll only take on people that you can really trust. And that, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm going to throw this out. But under toxic Fine Gael society, the world that we're living in under their kind of mantra, you'd almost fear saying, I don't want to accept that person because they're male. I'll take the female. But that comes from that inherent kind of maternal instinct that women are better at looking after children at a fundamental level, not at every level, but at a fundamental level. The instinct is there.
Let me ask Heather that. Heather, do we call a spade here? Are women better parents? And I'm not taking away from me or Seamus. I think I'm a great parent. My kids adore me and I adore them. But insofar as the paternal instinct and that, I put it this way, I don't know what I'd do without my wife. Do you know what I mean? I think she brings so much to the table from a woman's point of view. And I, if I was to be asked, who do you think is the better parent, I probably would say her.
No, I think it depends yet again on the person. It depends on the couple. There are men who are amazing,
yeah.
And there are men who are brilliant with kids. And like obviously there are guys who kind of just go to work and come home and don't do a whole lot around the house and don't do a whole lot of interaction with the kids. But there's plenty who do loads and who are amazing. And I think it depends. I don't think you can completely generalize by gender yet again. Like, there's women who have no interest or who are mean and horrible, or there's women who abuse children, so I suppose.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Gender is.
But sorry, Heather. But Heather, I'm not saying that I'm not saying that. What am I trying to say? I'm not saying that the man would do anything wrong or anything like that. And that is why the woman is the better parent.
Yeah.
I'm just saying biologically, evolutionarily, if that's a word, the woman is a better parent. Do you agree?
Oftentimes, but I don't think always. There's men who go into kind of nursing and things like that. Like, that's obviously a very caring role. So there are men out there who have that kind of caring side to them and nurturing side. So, you know, obviously not all. But yet again, I just don't think you can completely generalize. I think you have to take each person on their own merit.
Sure. Okay. But Seamus, you would say you would generalize.
Yeah, no, see, this is the thing, you know, it comes back to that kind of toxic, like, kind of society that we're living in, where you're afraid to say something or say boots.
No, it's all right, you can say it, you're in a safe space.
I don't care if I offend anybody or whatever. You know, at the end of the day, men are different to women, you know, but before you know it, we'll have Fine Gael stepping in to recreate some sort of legislation to say that you must take on 10%
of transgender people. I don't know what Fine Gael has to do with it.
They have created, I won't go into it, it's a separate topic. But
no, let's not go, yeah, let's not go down
the woke, they've used the woke syndrome to create a toxic level.
All right,
society.
Okay.
It's a different conversation.
It's a different conversation, yeah.
At a fundamental level, at face value, you have a choice. And your instinct, before I even judge anyone, I know of a couple of males, for example, who are involved in young childcare, and I mean, they get the look when they walk in the door and so on and so forth, but like, they're lovely people and I know who they are. And that's because I know them, and you know, most people are good people at the end of the day. But at a fundamental level, aside from any other prejudice that come when you try to decipher as to who I'm going to choose, at a fundamental level, and I do agree with Noel Boylan on this one, like that, you know, men are different to women, and we have to try and evolve, despite the fact that society is evolving and all the rest, we have to accept our differences, and that you are fundamentally a woman, I am a man. I feel that I could bring certain things to the table. There are other things that you may bring to the table that I don't have an instinct for, and like, vice versa. And at face value, I think at face value, 99% of people really would choose a woman, you know, because of the maternal instinct. I mean, women are the only entity in the world that can, you know, give birth to a child or bring up a child that have a fundamental connection with any child that comes into this world, aside from any other you know, political jargon about transgenderism or whatever it is. The fundamentals are there, and that's, you know, that primary instinct is there when they're not.
It's not a conversation about those who are transgender or those who.
But
I think this is just, we're just asking the question about men and whether or not you know, people would have a problem with a male babysitter. That is it. Take it as you will. But listen, I appreciate your call, Seamus, and thank you, and Heather as well. I appreciate that, everyone who's on so far. If you want to, by the way, throw your few cents worth in on this, all you got to do is text or WhatsApp 087-188-0008. I've been reading this kind of interesting thing recently about the about child minders, and it's saying that child minders are unaware for the most part of impending regulation, meaning that they will have to register with TUSLA and get Garda vetting and so on. Now, it was my thought that the majority of child minders, yes, were kind of supposed to register, but didn't, and there were loopholes and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, reading more and more about this, and I just wonder where it's going to go. Child minors who work from their own home need to be involved in the state's new plan to regulate the sector, as many are unaware of the impending changes. This is an Oireachtas committee had heard. The Joint Committee on Children, Disability Equality and Integration met to consider the draft National Action Plan for Child Mining. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And I just wonder how many child minders will drop out of the game if they're forced to register and get Garda vetted and all that. Not that they won't want to get Garda vetted, but it'll mean probably certain taxations and so on and so forth. And we all know, for the most part, it's cash in hand. Interesting one to see where it goes. I'm going to take a break. If you want to continue on whatever we're talking about today, specifically in relation to the male babysitters, and indeed we were talking earlier on about the violence in Dublin, whatever you want to get involved in, 087-188-0008. Back in a couple of minutes. Now, welcome back. Another few minutes left on this. Would you have any issue hiring a male babysitter? And it's Mike Hogan, by the way, in for Niall Boylan today. Someone just rang to say when is Niall Boylan back? That woman you have on is a dreadful presenter. I don't know what to think of that. We think either they have the wrong show or I somehow sound like a woman, so there you go. That was an interesting one. Now, Maeve, you're live on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Maeve?
Hi, I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks, Maeve. You've the last say on this. So in relation to male babysitters, what do you think? Do you have any issue?
I would have absolutely no problem hiring a male babysitter.
Okay.
I think it's completely wrong because I'm a mom of two boys myself. And I think if they wanted to go into the role of childcare, I don't think that they should be judged or looked upon as, you know, that awful word. And yeah, I think it's just not fair.
But you know what? It also makes you wonder, though, why are there so few men in childcare? Like, is it because people have this opinion, and we know damn well that people have this opinion for the most part, where they think there's some, you know, it's weirdly suspicious that you're going into childcare or something? Or is it just the proof is in the pudding? Men are just not as good, hence the fact that they don't want to go into it because they just know they're not going to be too good or certainly not too passionate about it.
I think they don't go into it because people judge them. And it's like, oh God, it's a man. And they think the absolute worst.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, my son's dad is an amazing dad.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say he's a better parent than I am.
Okay.
And when he's in the playground with the boys, people do tend to look at him going, why is he here if he's sitting on the bench and the boys are playing?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And it's like that look of, oh, there's a man in the playground. It should be all females.
Yeah, I find that bizarre. I think you might be a bit paranoid there. I've definitely never felt that in all my years in the playgrounds now, that anyone would look at you strangely. I don't think, anyway, as long as you're with your own children, right? He's with his own children, yeah?
Yeah, but if he's sitting on the bench and the kids are playing and they're all like, why is that man here? Why is he here by himself?
But
he gets that feeling, unless he's standing by the kids, people are judging him.
I know what you mean. Look, parents judge parents, though. End of story, Maeve, don't they? But we all judge. Well, I'd like to think I don't as much. But people do judge you. I think women judge women more so on parenting than men ever do. Would I be right in saying that, Maeve?
I'm currently 4 months pregnant and I found men judged me a lot harder
really?
Than women did. Yeah.
Interesting. How many children? This is your third, by the way, on the way, is it?
Yes.
And when are you due?
November.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So you think that men judge you more? In what way? Just...
For instance, I had one can of Red Bull recently and the men were like, should you be drinking that? Aren't you? And I'm like... It's one can, like,
yeah.
Where the other women are like, ah, look, I did the same. There's no big deal in it.
Yeah. Maybe this is the woke society one of our callers previously was talking about, being offended by everything, thinking they know everything.
My son had a male teacher in junior and senior infants.
Yeah.
And I found him absolutely amazing. A lot better than some female teachers he's had.
Yeah, well, there you go. Look, Maeve, to wrap it up today, I have to say I came on the air thinking that the majority of people would say, oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, male. Just, you know, yourself. Like, I don't really know why, but no, I don't think so. I have to say, whatever about our Twitter poll, Twitter is a different world, but the majority of people texting and calling in today have absolutely no problem with a male babysitter. So there you go. That's it summed up, Maeve. I think you're on the same side as most today.
Well, I think if you're a parent of boys, you'd be more understanding of hiring a male nanny.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really sexist, but it's I want my sons to grow up and have that opportunity to go into childcare if they choose.
All right. Yeah, no, it's
and
fair
not
enough.
To be judged.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, listen, Maeve, I've run out of time, but I appreciate your call today. Thanks a million. And thanks to everybody who called and texted today.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.